good morning. Sorry for all the construction noise you'll probably hear. I know there's always construction noise on my block. I don't understand it. It's 11:01 a.m. So that's before noon. But late enough that some shit happened. You know, I like to wake up and have had some stuff going. I say, world, get started. Wake me up when there's some things going. I don't need to be there from the very beginning. I'm not a micromanager. So, last night I did a show in the East Village, which used to be a cool place. Like back in the 2000s, the aughts, that was the shit. East Village, Lower East Side. Now it's all in Brooklyn, man. But I still live in Manhattan. This isn't interesting for you. You don't live in New York City. What do you care? If you come here to visit, you go to Times Square in the East Village, and it's great. Times Square is one of my favorite places. If you do visit New York City, go to Times Square. Be with the other tourists. You know why the tourists go there? It's fucking fun. Go to the M&M store. Enjoy yourself. Just don't fuck with any of those people dressed like superheroes and Muppets and shit. They are fucking mostly crazy. There was an Elmo. I mean, you probably even know this story, but I always love to bring it up. That the Elmo that was walking around saying anti-Semitic shit and racist shit. I think it was something about... It was like Mel Gibson, like, level, like, craziness. Like, the Jews started all the wars, but he was other shit. That was, remember that viral video? Anyway, the show I did last night was fun. There's a guy in the front row named Shaggy that was so high, all he could do was look at the menu. So then I talked to him because I felt like he was, didn't want me to talk to him. But it was fun. Anyway, I guess let's look at the news. Tesla shareholders reject bid to strip Musk of chairman role. I don't understand what's going on. I thought those cars were a lot of money. How are they losing money? They're expensive, yet they're still cheap. Well, that's a difficult product to sell. Judge Aaron Persky, who gave Brock Turner lenient sentence in rape case, recalled from office. Oh, God. Thank goodness. What a dick that guy is. That judge. He's a bad judge. There was a television show called Bad Judge that I think was just about a judge who went out and drank a lot. He's like, ooh, I believe it was a woman. He's like, ooh, she's a bad judge. She's got bad judgment. She's out there carousing. Should have been about this guy. That's not a fun show. A fun show isn't about a judge who lets rapists off easy. Man. Brock Turner, that guy. The thing is, did his life get ruined? I want to make sure. I want there to be updates to make sure. Yeah, still can't get a job, and nobody wants to be his friend. Still, 10 years later, it's still going. Facebook gave data access to Chinese firm flagged by U.S. intelligence. Oh, Facebook. Why did you betray us? You make so much money from your advertisements. Yet you needed some of that sweet Chinese dough and you sold out our info? You telling people the television shows I like, the bands I like. I didn't want the Chinese government knowing that I like the Hold Steady. I don't know why that's the band that I pulled. I haven't listened to the Hold Steady in years. I do like them, though. I have seen them in concert. They were great. At the Beacon Theater. That's the interesting thing. Sometimes you go to a concert for a band that you like, and you look around, and you're like, oh, I'm one of these guys? I didn't know I was one of these guys. Because the Hold Steady, it's like a rock band, but everybody likes them is like a little older, and it was a bunch of business casual people there. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like an old business casual dude, music listening motherfucker. But it's catchy songs. I don't know about the last album. Why am I talking about the Hold Steady so much? Fuck you, Facebook. But I can't delete you. Okay. I'm not going to talk about that. This is sad, though. Kate Spade, that's fucking sad. She, of course, committed suicide. And, you know, I think about killing myself all the time, but I'm poor and unsuccessful. And I don't, like, think about it. You don't have to call anybody. I don't think about it, but it crosses my mind all the time. And I always think it's because I'm poor and unsuccessful. And if I was rich and successful, I wouldn't even think about it. I'd just be happy. And there is some proof to that because I don't really think about it when I got money. So, it depends on what I'm doing for the money. But when a rich, successful person like Kate Spade does, like hangs herself, you know, it's not like drug stuff that you feel like somebody, oh, they do a lot of drugs, they get into a real bad place and end up overdosing. But man, Kate Spade. That's like when Robin Williams killed himself. But people say Robin Williams killed himself. I don't know anything about this because I just heard about it and then I didn't research it. It was like that he had a actual like disease that affected his mental thing. Like other people, I don't know exactly the situation. But anytime someone kills himself, on paper, it kind of makes sense. You're like, well, you're going to die relatively soon, no matter who you are. You know, life is pretty fleeting. And then whatever's on the other side of it's really what the fucking big show is. Right? Probably. We don't know. But you're going to spend most of your time of eternity, not you. So why not? Let's see what the fuck is over there. Let's go. But then, in reality, I think about that all the time. I think about, what's the big deal about suicide? But then when you hear someone kill someone, oh, you feel bad. Because, I don't know, it's just sad. Well, rest in peace. Let's see. Man shot by dancing FBI agent. Offered free drinks forever at nightclub. Free drinks forever. Now, is that any drink? Or are you talking rail? Or what? No, well. Rail? See, I don't drink, so I don't. Well is, yeah, well's the shitty stuff. You're talking, and rail is the not shitty stuff. But even that, I guess there's then there's top shelf. Right? Are we top shelfing? Or are we down in the well with your free drinks forever? And what's the? I can drink quite a bit if it's free. If I go there every day, and what if I get a drink and pass it to a friend? Do I get in trouble? Is this a revocable thing? What happens when you close? Do I get to come to your house and drink there? And what if I move? Now I got to stay in this town for the rest of my life because I'm tied to this free drinks. Be very hard to go someplace else and start paying for drinks. They're very expensive. I'm always amazed. I don't know how people go out drinking. I would be the brokest motherfucker if I drank. I'd have to get shot by a cop on a dance floor and ordered a drink. Now, if that happened to me, and I don't drink, right? I don't drink at all. I haven't drank since I was 21 years old. And if that happened to me, but I'll go hang out at bars all the time with friends, or do shows at bars, whatever. And I'm there, and the bar's like, "You got free drinks forever." I'm like, "But I don't drink." I want something. What do I? I might have to start drinking if that happened to me. Be like, "All right, we'll see how this goes now." But no matter what, it's free. Even if I'm homeless and I smell, I come in here, it's free. You said for life, motherfucker. All right. Well, this wasn't a good episode, but I don't think it was as bad as yesterday. So, you're welcome. See you tomorrow. We love you.